In a move to address ocean pollution turning up on Hawaii's beaches, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's regional administrator, John Busterud, ordered the State Health Department to take corrective action to address ocean pollution at two sites, Kamilo Beach on the Big Island and Tern Island in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands have long had their shores inundated with ocean plastics. Critics of the Department of Health say state officials have been ignoring the problem. But Deputy Environmental Health Director Keith Kawaoka says that the recent EPA ruling was really a collaborative process and that the department remains committed to addressing pollution on Hawaii's shores. Kawaoka recently spoke with The Conversation's Harrison Patino about efforts to clean up the beaches.
The proposed action by EPA for those two sites, and they had recommended several more, I think 19 total. I think we discussed the matter and we agreed to have the two areas potentially listed. And now EPA has to go through a comment period, nationwide comment period, which goes through mid-August, and to determine what, if these two sites are the areas that have been designated as impaired, what will be done at that point. And EPA has said that they're willing to work with us to come up with a suitable strategy to go forward with these areas.
Now, federal guidelines here to take action under the Clean Water Act. What would that corrective action look like?
Well, I think it's kind of at least the impaired waters areas includes a new area that has to be kind of specified more clearly in terms of the plastics waste determination. Those two areas are sort of sinkholes, if you will, of based on the currents attracting a lot of the plastic materials that are basically in the Pacific. If you've heard of the Pacific Garbage Patch, those are areas that, because of their geographic location, seems to attract a lot of the plastics.
There's been some criticism against the DOH for not listing these beaches sooner. Kamilo Beach is even known by the nickname Plastic Beach. Do you feel the need to bridge the gap between the community criticism and the priorities of the Department of Environmental Health?
Well, I think going forward, we don't necessarily disagree with that designation, but we want to make sure that we work with EPA, get their guidance, and develop appropriate strategy to deal with the issue. It's one thing to identify a problem, but what strategies and alternatives do we look at to identify what needs to be done to remedy the problem? And that's where we're kind of at right now. And that's where we hopefully will be talking with EPA. They've indicated they will. They want to do that with us. So it's not a confrontational kind of situation, but how do we solve a growing problem, not just in Hawaii, but other areas in the country as well.
Now, this decision was notable because EPA Regional Administrator John Busterud unilaterally decided to list the two beaches. Is there a precedent for this kind of unilateral action?
Well, it's not necessarily a unilateral action. I mean, usually when EPA does these kind of actions, they do confer with us. We do have the primacy authority with the Clean Water Act with appropriate coordination and cooperation with EPA. So it's nothing new. I mean, they discussed this earlier with us. Like I said, they had listed several other locations as well, and we provided information that EPA agreed with the other sites. But those two sites have been identified, and let's see what the comment period comes up with as far as strategies and going forward from there.
Ocean pollution remains a huge issue on the community's mind. How do you assure critics of the department's dedication to tackling it?
We're certainly not taking it lightly. I mean, we do agree that there is a potential, you know, pollution problem. It's developing appropriate strategies with the path forward to identify how big a magnitude is the problem, identifying appropriate remedial strategies to deal with the problem. And it's not something that we do on a regular basis as far as the plastics issue. So we recognize there's a problem, but we want to make sure that going forward that we develop technically appropriate and feasible strategies going forward.
How important is it for you to clarify the department's priorities with community criticism?
Well, I think we're serious about the issue, right? But, you know, we do have other areas that we're dealing with from a permitting standpoint as well as non-point source problems. So this is an area that, you know, is certainly encompasses those areas. So these are important areas that we consider to be, you know, a problem going forward with that we need to look at seriously and trying to identify suitable alternatives and strategies to hopefully mitigate the problem.
I suppose by virtue of the abundance of coastline here in the state, Hawaii is sort of saddled with a particularly difficult challenge of keeping its beaches clean. Do you agree with that?
We do. And, you know, we're not the only state, of course, you know, with the West Coast and East Coast situations. They all have their own, in fact, magnitude-wise, larger problems. But we have a unique situation in Hawaii where it's a very important resource for us. It's the basis for a lot of our industries, like tourism, the visitor industry. So we don't want to have these issues get worse. But we want to make sure that whatever strategies and options we do go forward with are as appropriate technically, as well as, you know, satisfying the EPA's requirements as well.
You mentioned earlier that it's important not just to present the issue, but the solution along with it. Any final thoughts on the future efforts to clean up these beaches?
Well, like I said, let's see what the comments come in from a national perspective, and specifically for Hawaii. We will certainly look at those comments and determine whether there are comments that we can use to develop strategies, as well as working with EPA. It's not a confrontational issue in my mind. It's working together to solve a potentially large, widespread problem that's going to grow.
That was Environmental Health Deputy Director Keith Kawaoka talking with the Conversation's Harrison Patino about efforts to clean up ocean plastic pollution at Camilo Beach and Tern Island.